Devaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 13. Rahugana converses with Judd Bharat. Text 21. Rajavacha Aho Nri Janmakila Janma Shobanam Kim Janmabis Tu Aparayar Api Amushmin Na Yad Hrishikesha Yashaha Kritatmanam Mahatmanam Va Prachura Samagama Rajavacha Aho Nri Janma Kila Janma Shobanam Kim Janma Bishtva Parar Apya Mushmin Nayad Rishikesha Yasha Kritatmanam Mahatmanam va prachura samagamaha Rajavacha Aho Nri Janmakila Janmashobanam Kim Janmijishcha Parar Apyamushmin Nayad Rishikesha Yasha Kriyatmanam Mahatmanam Va Prachura Samagamaha Rajavacha Aho Nrijanma Kila Janma Shobanam Kim Janma Bhistva Parar Apyamushmin Nayad Rishikesha Yasha Kritatmanam Mahatmanam Va Prachura Samagamaha
Mahatma Mam Pakatra Samagama.
Vaishnavis. Raja Vacha, King Rahugana said, Aho, alas, Nriyajanma, you have taken birth as a human being. Akila Janma Shobanam, the best of all species of life. Kim, what need? Janmabi, with births in a higher species, like the demigods in the heavenly planets. Two, but aparahai, not superior. Api, indeed. Amushmin, in the next birth. Na, not. Yet, which? Rishikesha Yashaha, by the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rishikesha, the master of all senses. Kritaatmana, of those whose hearts are purified. Mahatmana, who are actually great souls. Vaha, of us. Pachuraha, abundant. Samagamaha, the association. Translation, please repeat. King Rahugana said, the birth as a human being is the best of all. Even birth among the demigods in the heavenly planets is not as glorious as birth as a human being on this earth. What is the use of the exalted position of a demigod in the heavenly planets due to profuse material comforts? There is no possibility of associating with devotees. So the verse again, King Rahugana said, this birth as a human being is the best of all. Even birth among the demigods and the heavenly planets is not as glorious as birth as a human being on this earth. What is the use of the exalted position of a demigod in the heavenly planets? Due to profuse material comforts, there is no possibility of associating with devotees. Purport. Human birth is a great opportunity for self-realization. One may take birth in a higher planetary system among the demigods, but due to the profusion of material comforts, one cannot gain release from material bondage. Even on this earth, those who are very opulent do not generally care to take to Krishna consciousness. An intelligent person actually interested in getting freed from the material clutches must associate with pure devotees. By such association, one can gradually become detached from the material attraction of money and women. Money and women are the basic principles of material attachment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised those who are actually serious about returning back to Godhead to give up money and women in order to be fit to enter the kingdom of God. Money and women can be fully utilized in the service of the Lord, and one who can utilize them in this way can become freed from material bondage. Satam prasangam mamavirya samvido bhavanti hritkarna rasayana kataha. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 25, Text 25. Only in the association of devotees can one relish the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But just through a little association with a pure devotee, one can become successful in the journey back to Godhead. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. According to the Padma Purana, there are 8,400,000 different species of life, and of these, the human form is the most desirable. Prahlad Maharaj said, Durlabham Manusham Janma Tat Apya Dhruvam Artadam. This human form of life is very rare. Now, if we look at the world, we can see that relative to other species, the members of the human species are fewer in number. I mean, there's so many insects, so many fish, so many plants. They are much greater in number than the human species. So it's a rare opportunity to get the human form of life. And we get this human form of life as the soul makes progress through the various forms of life. There's a kind of spiritual evolution of the soul. So there is evolution, but it's not the kind of evolution that Charles Darwin talked about. He thought, because he didn't really have any concept of the soul, he just knew about material bodies, so he thought it was one material body evolves into another material body. But those material bodies are always there. They exist. Even during the time of dissolution, when all the living entities, all the souls, all the conditioned souls are absorbed into the body of the Mahavishnu, the concept of these 8,400,000 species is there in the mind of God, so that when a new creation takes place, the conditioned souls can be put into the exact same bodies that they were in at when the dissolution took place, so they can carry on with their existence. In several places in his purports to Srimad Bhagavatam and in his lectures and talks, Srila Prabhupada mentions that the first form we get when we come to the material world is a human form. And in ninth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in one of his purports, he specifically says Brahma, get the position of Brahma. But in other places he says human form. So we get the best form first, and if we misuse it, we can go down into the lower species of life. And then gradually, lifetime after lifetime, we make progress in the process of the evolution of the soul until we come again to the human form of life. So what is so special about the human form of life? Like any other body, the human body is temporary. Adhruvam, it's temporary, Prahlad Maharaj says, but it's artadham. It means it can give some benefit. It can give the highest benefit. And what is that benefit? The benefit is that we can go back home, back to Godhead, if we properly use this human form of life, this human body. But if we use the human body for simply eating, sleeping, mating, defending, as the animals do, then we remain in the material world, and we may even lose the human form of life. We may have to go back into lower species of life until again we come to the human form and again get the opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead. Atato Brahma Jigyasa, the Vedanta Sutra says, now is the time to inquire about the absolute truth. Now is the time to inquire about Brahma, because ultimately we are also Brahman, we are also spirit. Mamaivam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana, Krishna says. The conditions, the soul is part of me, just like a spark is part of the fire. But the spark is not the entire fire. So the same substance of the fire, but it's smaller. And it also has a tendency to fall away from the fire. That's its nature. So we are part of the marginal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we have the tendency, although we are spiritual, we have the tendency to drift away. We don't have to, but because we have free will, that possibility is always there. That's part of the spiritual nature of the soul, that it has free will. So souls that misuse their free will are placed in material bodies in the material world. And there they have the choice to either use the body for material sense gratification and become more and more deeply entangled in the material world, or they can use that body to go, that human body, if they have the human form of life, to go back home, back to Godhead. So that is the value of the human form of life. And even, we learn here, even the demigods, they don't have as great an opportunity as humans on this earth planet to become freed from material sense gratification. We learn here, yes, there are higher planets, there are higher beings, there are demigods, and they have a higher standard of material sense gratification than we do. But because of that higher standard of sense gratification, they may remain in the material world. They may be devotees, but there are two kinds of devotees. There's akama devotees and sakama devotees. Kama means having some material desire, some desire for material enjoyment. So sakama devotees, sakama bhakta means devotee with material desires. And akama devotees means devotees with no material desires. So the akama devotees, they are the pure devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we're learning here in this purport, it's easier to come to that position of akama bhakti here rather than in the heavenly planets because there's so much sense gratification there. And Srila Prabhupada notes in his purport, we see even on this level of reality on earth that those who are very opulent find it harder to become attracted to the Krishna consciousness movement. It's harder for them. And what is it that makes it hard for them? Srila Prabhupada mentions particularly, repeats several times here, money and women. Of course, for women it's the opposite. It's men and money. For men it's women and money. And this is these attractions, especially the attraction between men and women, male and female, is so strong. It's such a huge part, you know, of human culture that many people wonder, well, how did it ever come to be? Why is that attraction so powerful? How did it come to exist? You know, it's there in music, it's there in art, it's there in literature. Human society is based on it. It's such a powerful attraction. Material scientists have a great difficulty in trying to explain how that came about, because they believe in the beginning there were just chemicals floating around the ocean or somewhere, and some of the chemicals combined together and produced the first cell, first self-reproducing organism. And single-celled creatures are still here today, and they reproduce asexually. There's no male and female. They just split. That's how they reproduce. So it's a big mystery. One of the big unsolved mysteries of science, how this sexual reproduction system with male and female came into existence. You know, how did this male and female come into existence? It's a big mystery. But for those who understand the Vedic cosmology, for the devotees, it's not a mystery, because we understand that there's an ultimate spiritual reality in which there are male and female. There's spiritual male, spiritual female. There's Krishna, he's Shaktiman, means he possesses all potencies. So that means if he possesses all potencies, he has to have potencies. So there's Shakti Tattva, which means the energetic potencies of God. And one of those potencies is called the pleasure potency, the Fladini Shakti. So Krishna eternally exists, and his Fladini Shakti eternally exists. Krishna is a person, his Fladini Shakti is a person, Radharani, and Krishna expands. You know, he expands into so many plenary expansions. Vishnu, Narayan, and all of them, they also have their Shaktis, because Krishna's Fladini Shakti also expands into Lakshmi and goddesses of fortune. So the existence of male and female on this level of reality is a perverted reflection of the eternal male and female forms that exist on the spiritual level of reality. Actually, our Vaishnava acharyas tell us, constitutionally we are all Shakti, which means in terms of Shakti and Shaktiman, we're female in that sense. So although we may be in the body of male or female, we're all Shakti, we're all part of, we're all an energy, we're all energy of Krishna. So in that sense, everyone is, in a sense, female, you could say. Not, you know, biologically female, but constitutionally or ontologically female in the sense of being the energy rather than the energetic. And that's why Lord Chaitanya says, Jivara Sarupa Hoy Krishnara Nitya Das. Constitutionally, every jiva is a servant of Krishna. That means the Shakti is there to serve the Shaktiman. So, because we're all part of the Jiva Shakti, one of these potencies, we're all meant to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, so Krishna has various potencies. He has his pleasure potency. He has other potencies. So, what we call money and women, these are potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, though, Srila Prabhupada says, yes, you have to give up money and women. But then in the next sentence he says, money and women can be fully utilized in the service of the Lord, and one who can utilize them in this way can become freed from material bondage. And again, you have to, if you're in the body of a woman, you may substitute the word men for women here. Those of us who are in men's body can appreciate what Prabhupada is saying here. So, give up means not just renounce or pretend they don't exist. It means understand what these energies really are, what their relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is, and use, these energies appropriately. Then, one can achieve liberation from material bondage. That's, what's being said here. So we get so many instructions in Shastra how to properly use men, women, money in Krishna's service. And the association of devotees is particularly important for this. Tandara Charana Seva Bhakta Sani Vas, our acharyas tell us, we should serve the acharyas, we should serve Krishna in the association of devotees, Bhakta Sani Vas, because that can help us become free from the tendencies to use Krishna's energies for our own selfish sense gratification. It's actually very, very helpful to live in the association of devotees. Rupa Goswami explains there's a whole process for developing pure love for God. And it starts with adav shraddha, first a little bit of faith, tata sadhu sangha, associate with devotees, because then one will want to be like the devotees, one will observe their activities, ta bhajana kriya, and so then one will take up the same activities of the devotees, and then anartha navritti, one will become freed from material attachments, material contaminations in that process of serving Krishna in the association of devotees. Of course, one can try to do it alone, but with the other devotees around in daily association, you know, it becomes much harder to deviate. Like you could say, like yesterday I watched the class on the internet. But, you know, if I'm watching the class on the internet, there's no devotee sitting next to me to nudge me if I go to sleep. You know? Or there's, you know, I can, you know, walk over to the refrigerator and get some food and eat while I'm supposedly listening to the class, you know, because there's no other devotees around. It's just me and my mind. So the association of devotees is very helpful for becoming freed from material attractions. Of course, we could say, yes, well, we come to the devotee, you know, we come to the association of devotees, and there's still women, men, money. So, what can one do? One has to learn to use them, relate to them in the proper way according to the principles of devotional service. Okay, I'll stop there. Does anybody have any question or comments? Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.